What up?
What's happening, man?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing good. Did you have work today?
Nah, I'm off on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Badass. Well, dude, I can only request one thing after this week, man. I got to be able to, let me request the little intro song on this one.
Okay.
Does it let you edit, or you just have to throw the whole song on there?
Okay, no, what I got, see, that's the tricky part, because I know I can add a background song, like, right when the podcast, like, right when you get on. I can have, like, this song, whatever I want to play in the background. So I believe that has to be, I can edit that if it's on here, I believe, if I have it on Anchor. But as far as the intro, I had read an article where it lets you put your intro music, but I think I have to do it online. I can't do it on my phone.
Oh, I see.
Because as soon as I read that article, I was like, what? I was like, I didn't see anything like that. Like, what the fuck?
Could have been having our own this whole time.
Right? So I was looking for like a good 30 minutes on my phone, on the app, and there was nowhere on there. But
it probably is something like that, because you might have to like maybe edit it and shit, like to get the right spots.
Now, what I do is, which I'm sure you've listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
After we do our intro and all that, I'll cut it, and then I'll insert. But from there, I can't just upload it from iTunes. I have to like send it to this app where I can edit the music. Uh-huh. I can shorten it if I want. I can I can fade it out. I can just cut it right where I want it to end. It'll end, and then the podcast will start. But yeah, I can do all that. Like whenever I download a song, I have to always slow it down because whenever it uploads into this app, it always speeds it up. The song, it always speeds it up a little bit. I'm like, what the fuck? Why does it do that? Like, I don't understand why it does that. So I have to slow down. And then, I mean, it's not hard. I have to find, like, if I might have to find wherever you're looking for. I have to find it on YouTube. And then from there.
You gotta do all this, like, freaking DJing and shit like that. God damn.
Well, because you have to understand. Remember, Chrome, Google owns YouTube and all that. So I can't just download something from YouTube to Chrome and then on my computer and then to iTunes. I have to go onto, like, Microsoft Edge and get one of those, you know, convert YouTube video to MP3, whatever. And then from there, I can put it on my iTunes, which will go straight to my phone.
True that.
So from there, I mean, it's not a long process. It takes me maybe like, at most, maybe 5-10 minutes.
No, not too bad.
Nah, not bad at all. It's just like, you know,
I mean, now that you know what you have to do.
Like, it's just we do it so late. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't know. I don't like posting it, like, at 2 o'clock in the morning on the chat.
Yeah, and then for sure everybody's just going to skip it.
And everybody's probably like, what the fuck? And so that's why, like, I always publish, like, the podcast right when we're done, right when I got everything all cut up and put everything in where it's supposed to be. I'll publish it on Anchor, which goes to Spotify and goes to everywhere else it goes to. But then from there, I'll wait till like 6-7 o'clock in the morning, and then I'll like send it to like the chat, so where people, if they want to listen to it, they can listen to it.
Sounds good to me. Hell yeah, got a nice little setup going.
What was the song though?
You know what? I'm conflicted right now, but more than likely, I don't know.
What are you thinking? What all are you thinking?
Well, you know, part of me just wants like a little snippet of Stone Cold Steve Austin's intro, you know what I'm saying? And then another part of me is like, I got like a couple songs in my head but you know, that's why I asked you about the whole editing thing, because obviously, you know, I feel like the parts that I want really to be on the podcast is not like at the beginning, you know what I mean? So,
well, I mean, like, for instance, what part of Stone Cold's intro do you want?
Well, honestly, if it was Stone Cold's, it would just be like the beginning. Like, yeah, like just the beginning. And then, you know, pretty much, I don't know what, like maybe like 10, 15 seconds into the music, and then that's it. Okay. But I don't know if that's easier.
I mean, I can do that. What else do you have in mind?
Let me see. Man, honestly, maybe I'm just going to make it simple just because I can't think of a song right off the top of my head, but maybe like that that Triple H theme, but the part in the middle whenever, I'm pretty sure you've seen wrestling, whenever he sprays the water, like that part whenever it has like that little breakdown in the song. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, it's all the same. We don't want to
start. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I mean, I could make that intro shorter if we need. It's just like right when if I cut it off, it's just like it just cuts off and then goes straight to the podcast. And just like it sounds so like
it's raw. Like so, this is raw and uncut, bro.
Yeah, true. But the intro, I mean, should be. I mean, I could try to fade it out.
I'll think of something because honestly, I'm on the spot, so I'm like, I'll think of something good that we could like just cut it. Maybe it won't be too crude, like how you're saying.
Well, I'll mess with it tonight. I'll get the Stone Cold one down, and I'll mess with the Triple H one tonight. To where if I could like fade it out, cut it in half or something, but fade it out, but cut that off, cut the fade out like right, just like I guess before that like, gets like too low. You know what I mean? Where it's just like
DJJ on the ones and twos.
But yeah, we got this app I've been using for years, man. For years, like it allows me to do enough without having to pay. So, but yeah, I can do that. Everything okay though? Work okay?
Works good, man. Shit. Why do you ask?
No, I don't know. I'm just asking.
Oh, okay. Because there was somebody who had just like quit, man. And he made like a big old thing and. He even tagged like the company and made a big old Facebook post and all that.
Well, understand something. I don't have Facebook anymore, Instagram anymore. I don't have Snapchat. All I have is Twitter. That's it.
Damn, bro. You trying to be one of those off the grid guys? Who are you, Alex Jones or what?
Well, you know, to be honest, I was getting into too much trouble.
Damn it, boy. You kept getting thrown in jail.
Those hoes are thirsty out there.
But, yeah. Dang.
You know, but also, it did. Been just like so peaceful, bro. I don't have to like worry about like people trying to like if I let's say I started a new job or they find out, you know, first name, last name, they try to look me up and try to find all this shit out, or if I like have a problem with somebody they want to try to like start, you know what I mean? It's like I don't have to worry about nothing, bro. Nobody's gonna fucking get on Twitter and look
at
me
like no paper trail, at least not for the public.
Exactly. Like, so it's been like it's. And I thought I was gonna have a hard time, especially with Facebook. You know, knowing that I had it for years, like a year. You know what? 15 years or 10 years or however long, I don't know. But I mean, it's been good, bro. You know, I haven't had to deal with all the bullshit.
That's good, man. Extra thing to not worry about.
I mean, if someone really wants to get a hold of me, they can get a hold of me. You know, by text or you know if they can find me on Telegram. Get a hold of me on Telegram, or you know, if they really want to fucking go all out and go on Twitter and try to like look for me, then whatever. But yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's working out though.
Nice, I like that.
All right, are you ready?
Let's do it, bro.
All right.
Fuck about my face, bitch. I don't feel a thing. Yeah, I'm faded. Yeah, I'm shaking. don't feel a thing. I can feel the bass. I can feel the bass. I done heard the worst things. Like if I'm in your top 10, mine's better be the first name. Out your mouth, or even worth saying. Little niggas is my offsprings. They deserve a nigga first name, middle name, surname. From another planet, birthplace. Cloud nine, hello earthlings. My newest president, an asshole. I guess that's why I'm leaving turd stains. My ex used to chill with bad things. All they talk about was bird things. Try to put them on the bad brains. Bird hoes got the bird brains. Everything I do, ground break. Big body make the floor break. Big bass make the world shake. Block go out here cause of earthquakes. I can feel the bass. I can see the fakes. Word to TD Jakes. Word to Pastor Mace and Kirk Frank. Fuck the niggas think. I'm about the bank. Comma dollar signs. I'm about the Franklin's. I can feel the bass. Deep started. Deep started records. Deep started. Deep started records.
Welcome to another episode of the Commission Co. I am one half of your host, the Commish. Joining me per usual, our rowdy rough boys, Drew, and I don't know about the Nostradamus tag anymore, though.
Well, either way, it's fine. You know, I'm still upgrading to profit level number one. I'm the one. Number one in the league, you know, undefeated still.
I was waiting for that.
You know what I'm saying? Undefeated, man, still.
What happened, Manny? What happened, Manny? I thought you said, I thought you said 4-0,
Hey, you had to be nervous there for a minute, though.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, we'll go over when we go to the games. But, yeah, for sure, Manny. You know, it's all love.
Man, NFL is getting a little weirder this year when it comes to fantasy football.
That's for sure.
A whole lot of running backs, not a whole lot, but some key running backs falling off, key injuries. Then, you know, right when you think it's, you know, bad, oh, no, it's not so bad. But, you know, we're not going to let you know right now how bad it is, but it's not bad at all. You know, just going, yeah, it's real crazy. So going down the list, here we go. News, notes, and injuries. As per usual, we'll go over injuries first. Russell Wilson was limited in he'll have no limitations on Thursday. He was dealing with a shoulder kink, I guess we could call it, but he's super confident that he'll be able to play with no limitations on Thursday. Because it is the Colts and the Broncos on Thursday. Next up, yeah, here we go. I'll go over it. Jonathan Taylor. The Colts have not decided if he will be able to play. Bro, I was stressing because all I kept hearing was high ankle sprain. I'm like, son of a bitch. Like, ain't this about some shit right here? But turns out it's not as serious as it once was, you know, whenever they first saw it. All tests on the ankle came back negative on Monday, so they just haven't said yet if he will or will not play, but I doubt he's going to play because I think it was yesterday, he was in a walking boot on the practice field. I'm like, okay, well, another one to add to my list, I guess, right? You there? You there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I see exactly what it is now. So whenever I lock my phone, you can't hear me. Okay. All right. What I was asking is, so whenever you say that he tested negative, is that for negative for high ankle sprain, or is this like anything?
Any high ankle sprain, any kind of like damage that would hold him out, you know, okay, yeah. I guess we'll see, but I'm not, you know, I'm not looking, it's not looking like he's going to play. I mean, it'd probably be best just to hold him out for this week.
Nyheim Hines, baby. Get that work.
Man, he ain't doing shit. And, bro, he, you know, well, we'll get into it and later on. Dak Prescott, they're saying he's not well enough to play in week 5. That's good. Leave him on the bench, man. Cooper Rush is getting it done.
What's going on there, bro? Well, you know what? We'll go over it.
But to add to that, you know, I know they're not high scoring. This year has been the lowest scoring year in NFL history in about 10 years or so.
For Cowboys or NFL teams?
NFL as a whole.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah, I mean, everybody's trying to have clean-ass games, turnovers, you know, less risk.
Yeah. Randy Gregory plays on IR. You know, he played for the Cowboys. He jumped over to the Broncos, so... let's see here. Going down the list. Kadarius Toney still making progress. And that guy stays hurt, man.
Oh yeah, he lives on the waiver. I mean, not the waiver, the injury list. I don't know if you saw, I picked him up, but at this point they got so many people on injury, and him and the rookie are the ones that are about to come back, so it's like he's even in the doghouse, but I think they have no choice but to play him.
Well, even that rookie, Wandell Robinson, is making progress. I guess he had a hurt knee. So we'll see. Rashad Bateman viewed day-to-day with a foot injury. They don't believe it's serious, but I mean, he didn't play the whole fourth quarter last game. So, Jahan Dotson expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks with a hamstring injury.
Uh-oh. It looks like it was a good thing he didn't take that trade.
Oh, he hit me up with another trade. Bro, he hit me up with a trade, another trade, like, the next day. And I was like, I'm sure he didn't listen. But literally, he added Michael Carter. Who was it? Michael Carter. And it was A.J. Dillon.
Really?
Yeah, but I was like, nah, I can't do it with Jahan Dotson, bro. Like, you know, it's like I already got, like, two sets of teammates that are on the same team on my squad. It's like, nah, I can't do it, man. So,
yeah, maybe, but if you didn't have that separately, that would be good. But
no, I like this because I got him on my IR. Brian Robinson Jr. medically cleared, could be activated soon.
I was actually looking out for him this past week because I was telling somebody about him. I was like, that's crazy that you know, this boy got literally shot multiple times, but he's going to make a comeback in time to still play the season.
Yeah. I mean, it was one through his ass and I think he even had a shot on his knee, but it went straight through. I don't know how the fuck that would work, but.
Oy.
Yeah, there was no damage or anything. So, except for, you know, bullet going in, bullet going out, of course, but.
Jesus.
Here's the big one. Tua Tagovailoa. Ruled out for week 5. Eight, possibly 9, possibly 10. Like, man, what did I say, goddamn?
Did you say, like, weeks or by week 10?
Oh, no, this says ruled out for week 5. But, I mean, come on.
No, I agree with you. I was, like, saying, like, 4 weeks, like, you know what I'm saying? But, now you're right, man. You called it. I mean, you know, I was putting too much trust in, you know, the reports just because, I mean, fantasy wise, that's what they go off of fantasy wise is the reports that they give us. But, yeah, I mean, that whole thing. And you know what? There was somebody on YouTube, and you know how the fantasy doctors get where it kind of gets weird sometimes. Somebody, I guess there was like a loophole that he was trying to explain. I didn't watch it because I wanted to see if somebody more credible was talking about that same thing. But
oh, yeah, I brought that up on the chat.
I mean, but I don't know if that loophole is what you were saying about, like, the answering the questions and all that.
Yeah.
It could be, but.
No, that's exactly. They know what they're going to ask. You know, if you have a concussion, okay, fine. But, you know, nine times out of ten, you're going to come back too with your memory in like a matter of like maybe 30 seconds to a minute, maybe, you know. And yeah, they ask the player, how are you feeling? You know, if he answers everything on the concussion protocol and that, and they ask him how he's feeling, and he says fine. I mean, which what the NFL also does is they have watchdogs at the top, you know, like watching down on the field, see what these players do whenever that happens. And I don't know why none of them like actually spoke up and said, yo, this dude's stumbling all over the place. Like, no, you can't put him back in. But yeah, look, and that the residual effect from that first one, which they're not calling a concussion, but goddamn it, it was. The residual effect was he got that, I forgot the name, what they called it, whenever he, his hands, his fingers, just like, you know.
He froze up.
You know, all kinds of start throwing up gang signs and shit.
That was bad, man. That was like freaky to look at.
No, so, and it also, it commonly gets misdiagnosed with a seizure or a stroke whenever that happens. But that's exactly what it was, that he just, it was, you know, even more severe concussion. And since, you know, it's just like, think about boxers. After they fight, you know, how long do they go before they fight again?
Oh, you're right, dude. Fucking months, sometimes even a year.
Yeah, anywhere from 8 months to a year before they fight again, because they have to fucking get their head right. They have to get everything okay, and they have to make sure everything's good.
You're right, man. And that's what sucks. I mean, this is or supposed to be his breakout year, and all that shit's getting in the way of it.
Well, I mean, then again, let's think about it. Tua, he's been hurt every single year he's been in the NFL as well.
Yeah, but I mean, shit. Whenever we're dealing with something that's like not with the brain, like Joe Burrow, at least I can have confidence. Like, oh yeah, they got injured, but damn, whenever they come back, they're still gonna go off. But man, dude, whenever it's something with the head like that, I mean, it just first off makes me think that he's compromised now from here now and on out. And even if he does come back, I'm like, damn. Some people were questioning that, if he's going to come back at all. Whenever he does, you know, they're probably going to see maybe a declining gameplay, but I'm hoping not.
You know, and I think what he also did was, he kind of, a lot of players in the league will probably be telling him thank you years from now. Because they kind of, they took it out of the hands of the player and put it solely as, you know, hey, if he's stumbling, he's done. You know, if they, you know, the neurologist believes that they have a concussion, they're done. Like, the player doesn't have no more, is not going to have any more say in it. Because, I mean, let's be real. You know, you're competitive. You're an athlete. What do you want to do? You want to get back out on the court or on the field or wherever it is you compete.
So do you think it comes just down to saying the right things and passing the stuff? Because, like, the biggest question, yeah, that everybody's asking is, like, well, Mike McDaniel's like, what the hell, bro? Like, you're over here saying that you care about your players, but how the hell could you let them go in there? And then they're blaming even the players, that nobody on that whole roster of people said anything, you know, stuff like that. But, and I get it, what you're saying about, like, you know, well, he answered all the questions, right? But then, I don't know, like, I feel like there had to have been somebody there that was like, yeah, technically he answered those questions right, but I don't know, man. Like, I saw some, like, red flags, you know, with all these like previous moments that transpired, like with the whole fumbling and all that, whenever he's trying to walk, and you know, we all talked about it, but that was the whole thing that just racked my brain, where I'm like, out of all the staff, all that, even with the neurologist that got fired, what about like the Miami doctor, the one that was actually working, you know, for Miami? Like, that's all this stuff. It's just,
you said it there yourself. The doctor that's working for Miami.
Right.
Who they're still working for somebody.
Right.
And somebody wants to win games, and you know, it's I don't know if that's the way it happened, but you know, a lot of times you're working for somebody and they just want you to push something through or just make it happen, or you know, even though it's not supposed to, or whatever the case might be, you know, you tend to get caught in that web.
That's true. And I mean, we all have said it, you know, Tua, he is that type of person who will go in, like, even though maybe he's not 100%, just to, because, you know, that's the type of guy he is. So you're right. I think it all played a factor into that.
But apparently they're going to be done with this investigation by the end of the week. So
okay,
we'll find out more. Moving on, Treylon Burks diagnosed with turf toe. Happens. They're saying he does not need surgery, but he's expected to miss time. Cordell Patterson placed on the 4-game injured reserve.
See, and this was one of my NFL Stradamus. You know what I'm saying? I knew it. I knew he was going to start out fine. Mm-hmm. I knew he was going to start out. Everybody's all happy-go-lucky. But I was like, you know what? He's the older of the running backs. I just felt like something was going to happen. But I don't wish injury on people. That's why I don't say things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they were using him a lot.
Yeah, they do. I mean, goddamn, he makes shit happen.
He did.
So, I guess we'll see here in what? So, week 8, week 9, around there. Javonte Williams.
To me, that was the bigger of the – that was, like, the biggest story to me for the whole week.
Towards ACL – PCL, which in the PCL you have your LCL, and it's the same injury that that J.K. Dobbins had last year. There's also some kind of other ligament in there that they have to fix. So he's out for the remainder of the season, and then on a little bit into next year as well.
Really.
Yeah, because of the severity of the tear. So Melvin Gordon, I mean, goddamn. Other than fuck, I mean, motherfucker fumbled the ball 4 times this last week on Sunday.
And then even that dude Boone, he's not really affected with the ball either. That's why I picked up that dude Latavius Murray.
So we'll see what dude happens there with that. Sorry, Manny. I mean, that sucks, dude. No, and I was so close to drafting him.
Me too. But honestly, it was because somebody got to him before me.
Yeah. Next up, Jameson Crowder suffers a broken ankle in week 4, out indefinitely. He's playing for the Bills this year. Daniel Jones considered day to day with an ankle injury.
Danny,
yeah, I guess you. I don't know. I didn't see it.
And it's like that offense just keeps getting lower and lower.
But even Tyrod Taylor, isn't that their backup? Tyrod Taylor.
Yep, him too, right?
Yeah, he got a concussion. My God,
good Lord, man, they can't catch a break.
So, but I think also these teams aren't like taking it so light anymore. With some of these injuries, especially the concussion, like they're not even gonna fuck with it anymore. They're gonna be like, nope, fuck you, sit down. Like, we ain't going through this shit. We ain't the Dolphins, all right?
Man.
So, let me see here. Any more news and notes? Any breaking news? I know there's a lot more that went on, but.
Those are probably like the biggest highlights of them. I'm pretty sure there's like stuff on like offensive, defensive linemen on that.
Yeah, true, very true. Yeah, I guess as far as the injuries, I guess that was about it. Now moving on. We're going on to let's see here. What did we go to last week? It was the league games. Third Coast Fantasy Inc. League game.
Yep.
All right. You know what? We'll start where the elephant's in the room or was in the room.
What's that?
Titan Lions versus El Capitan.
Woo!
Now. I know there was some extra stuff trying to be thrown into the conversation whenever I did my call out.
Whenever What's that? Because honestly, I'm kind of clueless.
I don't think you were. Who were you? Okay, you remember right before the season started. Ty Lyons, he got onto Telegram, right? And I already knew. It was probably the Yeager talking. I already know. You know, but he was like, Damian Pierce is gonna kill all y'all, and like he blew a kiss or whatever. And then so I reply with, I'm gonna hold you to that. I'm gonna fucking hold you to that. You better hope you beat me with him. And he didn't.
I mean, he did badass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was mainly one run on those rushing yards. It was like a 60 or 70 yard run. But yeah, I mean, he caught all those passes. You know, they were playing Chargers. You know, and then the added equation was, yeah, Tua was hurt and Jonathan Taylor got hurt. And I'm like, wait, hold on, I didn't even want to go there. But let's go on, because I had DeAndre Swift who was out, Keenan Allen who was out. So you know, really can't make the comparison there. I didn't have my A team on my team this week. Mm-hmm. Not by a long shot, but I still was able to pull it off. Patrick Mahomes, you know, anything your quarterback can do, mine can do better. You know, he got himself 33 points, you know, compared to Josh Allen's 28. Aaron Jones would have been a bigger hit if he had scored a touchdown, but, you know, hey, he didn't. 14.5 points. You know, Chubb got himself a touchdown, a long, about 40-yard run towards the end of the game, 20.7 points. Of course, Damian Pierce, 25.9. But then the star of the week, in my opinion, Rashad Penny.
As long as that boy can stay healthy. He's one of those guys where I'm like, please don't go off because, like, you know, such a good value whenever you have picked him up. But, yeah, he's staying healthy and, damn, they're doing it.
Like Derrick Henry, you got to give him enough touches. You know, you got to keep it going to him. If you don't, then it's not going to happen. If you keep those touches going to him, he's going to make something happen.
Yep.
That's a fucking phenomenal running back. I guess when he was at San Diego State, man, that was fucking awesome.
So almost 30 fantasy points in our league.
Yeah. No, one touchdown in the third, another one with like 2 minutes left. And I see at that point, before he scored that second touchdown, I was like, fuck, I saw his points start to go up. And I was like, right there still. I'm like, God damn, come on, I got to do something. I saw him at 110. I was still at 82 or something. Next time I look, he's at 120, and then here I come. No, finally, I got to like 100 or something, so I got to like 30 down, and I was able to pull it off. Justin Jefferson, 31 points. 10 of 13, 147 yards, one TD. Most of his work came in that fourth quarter, though. You know, because I knew I was, like, loving it. I was like, he ain't doing shit. The next game, I mean, that same game, Chris Olave, 4 for 7, 67 yards, one TD. You know, did enough. Pat Freiermuth. I'm going to tell you about rookie QBs.
What's
They loved those tight ends.
That's true.
That is their outlet. And as soon as fucking Kenny Pickett came in, Pat Freiermuth started to go off. He got me 19 points, 7 receptions on 9 targets for 85 yards. Man. Yeah, I mean, okay, it was a close game until Sunday. Now, of course, you know, we finished it off Sunday night. But Gabe Davis was quiet. Mark Andrews, he got shut out by the Buffalo's defense. What's his name? Devontae Smith, wide receiver for
Eagles.
With the Eagles, you know, it was raining out there, so they really, you know, Jalen Hurts had a hard time passing the ball. So, yeah, I mean, hey, I pulled it off. Next
good
up.
Good job, bro.
Thank you. Next up, let's go over your game. Rowdy Rough Boys versus the Renegades.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was tight. It was tight.
You know, there was moments where I was worried. You know, Geno Smith, F you, you're supposed to be a QB2 backup motherfucker. You're not supposed to be doing shit like this.
Hey, Geno Smith for MVP, right?
My God.
320 yards. No
damn sense.
For three TDs. Kyler Murray didn't do much of anything until that fourth quarter.
Yeah. He always gets in that panicky mode where, you know, he's going to rush it a lot, throw it a lot.
Joe Burrow, you know, got his damn near 30 points on Thursday night. Lamar Jackson was quiet, only 17 points. Christian McCaffrey, 25.8 points. Pretty much same with him, too. His came in, garbage time.
I'll take it.
You got it. Austin Eckler, you're welcome for because Keenan Allen sat out again, 32. Oh, man. Cup things, 26.2 points, 14 receptions with 122 yards.
Jeez. Career high.
What the fuck, bro? Hey, that's why you keep losing, Stafford. Go to somebody else.
No, he's fine where he's at.
Metcalf, 21.9 points. Even rode that cart all the way to the back to use the restroom. Did you see that?
Wait, say again?
Those carts, you know those carts that they drive around?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they picked him up on the sideline and took him to the locker room in that to use the restroom.
Because he had to take a poo-poo?
Yeah.
Damn.
I guess he made a comment like something like he couldn't squeeze his cheeks anymore. You know, he had to
get that right. Come on. That boy ZK. It would be him that has something like that.
I thought it was hurt. I was like, holy shit, he's hurt. Like, man, Manny's having a real bad day. But yeah. So Mike Evans, 30 points on Sunday night versus the Chiefs. But I mean, hey, that's all they had out there. Speaking of, good old Tom Brady. You hear about Brady and Giselle?
They're splitting?
Getting divorced.
Divorce?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he said there's a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, true. Very true. So, yeah, I go, fuck it. It is what it is. Lockett got you 13 points. Sutton got you 16 points. Yeah, I mean... It was a close game all the way to the end.
Well, all I like to say is, you know what I'm saying, Manny, you tried your best and I respect you, bro. But I feel like I'm going to go undefeated for a little bit. Not to say I'm going to go perfect season, but I'm feeling really good. I mean, you look at my rankings. For my starting lineup, and I feel like that just says it all. You know what I mean? Not trying to be cocky, but I'm using my Carfax. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about proof. So yeah, on to the next week.
All right, on to the next one. Mile High Squad versus the Turkey Bags. This was another close one up until Monday night.
Wait. Well, because I was gonna go over the league games. If you want to take the games.
Are you going to go over these?
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, because you had, like, you know, my game, and then you went over your game, so.
All right. Go ahead. Take it off.
Okay, so which one were you going over? The next one?
Mile High Squad versus the Turkey Bags.
Okay, that was what I was going to do. Yeah, Mile High Squad, Turkey Bags. This one was a pretty high-scoring game. Turkey Bags actually took the L on this one. My High Squad, damn, 197.7. That was higher than me. Yeah, she took the win on this one. Russell Wilson, he cooked, at least fantasy-wise, 35.8 points, 237 yards completed with three touchdowns. And I think you had mentioned he had a little something with his shoulder. Is he going to be back next week?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then, you know, even Jacoby Brissett, I mean, doing his thing, 21.2 points. He had 234 yards completed and a touchdown, so solid performance. Jamal Williams, wow. I mean, we all knew he was a solid backup RB, so he showed out 23.9 fantasy points in our league, 108 yards completed, and two touchdowns. That's a solid performance. Deebo Samuel, of course, he was going to go off 23.7 points. T. Higgins, did you go over him? I think he has like a little ankle thing, right?
Does he?
At least on the flea flicker, but I mean, it could be something just not like so minor. 25.4 points, solid performance, 124 yards with a touchdown, and Travis Kelce. 28.7 points, and to remind the audience, this is a tight end premium. So he had 92 yards and a touchdown. So a solid performance, of course, from one of the top tight ends in the league. On the turkey bags, my God, Jared Goff, what the fuck? Coming out of nowhere, getting a 48.3 point performance, 378 yards completed with four touchdowns. I don't know. I mean, I guess he ate the right breakfast or he did something. He, you know, he had the right morning routine. He showed up today. So.
Jared Goff, player of the year.
Say again?
Jared Goff for offensive player of the year.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, now after a performance like this, just string a couple more. And, you know, as far as everybody else from the turkey bags, I mean, you know, Adams, Cooks, and Gerald Everett, they all kind of had, like, performances that were, you know, almost there to 20 points, but a little bit lower than that. But Jared Goff, definitely the highest performer on that. So, on to the next one. Blue Demons, 361 versus the Written Maniacs. Final score in this one was 137.13 points for the Demons and 121.73 points for the Maniacs. The Maniacs came out with this. Oh, wait. The Maniacs came out with the L. Sorry. Blue Demons, Josh Jacobs. Oh, my God. I mean, hey, I wouldn't have saw this coming, but Josh Jacobs finally, I guess because Raiders going through what they're going through, they were going to have to use him eventually. He had 34.5 points, 175 yards total, two touchdowns. What do you think?
Well, I think Raiders kind of bullshit aside with the other running backs and just said, all right, here it is. It's yours. Take it.
And are they finally using them like they should have or?
No.
No, they're not?
No, I said, I think so.
Oh, okay. You think so. Okay. Well, it seems like it to me, too. I mean, we all already know about Arizona's receiver situation. Marquise Brown, 20.8 points, 88 yards completed with a touchdown. And, you know, Barkley himself, too, didn't crack the 20-point mark for us. But he was almost there. He had 162 yards total completed, so I mean, he's pretty much the Giants at this point. He's the only consistent player right now. As far as Written Maniacs, J.K. Dobbins coming out of nowhere, at least for me, 63 yards, two touchdowns. That was good for 22 fantasy points, a little bit over that. My God, and the kicker. Freaking Joseph over here, 16 fantasy points. Oh, like that's crazy for a kicker. He had five field goals completed. He made 100% of field goals. Like, wow, 16 points from his kicker. I mean, that's pretty wild. So, that was pretty much it. That was the bulk of their fantasy performers. But pulled out with the win. Blue Demons going on to the next one. Let's see. Dirty Harry versus Vibraniacs. You got any comments about this one before I go over the stats?
Harry, I'm sorry, Harry. I couldn't reach out to you about Alvin Kamara.
You couldn't reach him in time?
Bro, who is he playing? I mean, come on. I couldn't. I'd stay out of it.
True that.
Yeah.
Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
Yep. We're sorry. I mean, of course, Brady and Herbert, you already know those are going to be his heavy hitters no matter what. Brady coming through with 39.67 points, 385 yards completed, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. I don't know. That's a pretty clean game for somebody who's going through divorce. Herbert, a similar performance, 33.17 fantasy points in our league. Similar yards, 340 yards with 2 touchdowns. Other than that, I mean, Mike Williams was close to breaking that 20-point fantasy performance that we like, but didn't quite crack it. On the Vibraniac side, though, I mean, we have a whole list here. We got Aaron Rodgers, Derrick Henry, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, TJ Hockenson, who, oh my God, blew up, especially for our tight end premium, 43.9 points, 179 yards, 2 touchdowns. Wow. Carlson, the kicker, similar performance that we were just talking about, 14 fantasy points. He made all of his field goals, 4 field goals made. I mean, everybody I just went over had over 20 fantasy points. So whenever you got that many people going off like that, yeah, you're going to have a high performance like this. So, yeah, I mean, we can go over the stats of anybody you want to, but
I think Jalen Waddle's probably affected by Teddy Bridgewater, and plus he had an ankle injury. So I think that might
be Waddle or Bridgewater?
Waddle.
Okay.
Garrett Wilson, he might be affected by the quarterback change. But we have yet to see. It was only one game, so.
But then also probably affected by Joe.
By who?
By Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
Who's Joe?
Joe Mama.
I was like, no. Oh, no. I fucking motherfucker. Johnson affected by the quarterback change as well. We'll see what happens to him, you know, with this next game. I mean, it might have just been because it was in the second half, and so whenever they made that change. But, yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's she's establishing herself as a as someone who she has a solid team. I mean, Jesus Christ, like some of those picks, I was like, why did you do that? And now, I mean, you even look at Melvin Gordon. I mean, that's a potential RB1, you know, with what's his name's injury, with Javonte Williams' injury.
For sure. Well, you know, don't forget. Wait, who did you say? Murray?
Who? No, Gordon?
Oh, Gordon? Oh, okay, never mind. I was talking about Murray, though. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget about Murray, that boy.
Oh, yeah. I know, yeah. The table. Yeah, whatever. He's all right. but, yeah, those were the games. Now, as far as, I mean, we don't have a lot of people who are, let me see here. We got, like, what, 2-0-4s, right? Yeah, we got 2-0-4s, but we got 1, 2, 3. We got 3 teams that are at 2-2. We have one that's at 1-3. You know, 3-3-1, and you at 4-0. I mean, don't give those that are 0-4, 1-3. I mean, don't you see how this goes year after year? You know, just because you're at 0-4 now doesn't mean you're going to be like that towards the end of the season. So you know, keep on keeping on. You know,
through that, I mean. I do feel like there's a couple people, you know, that are starting to slip away as far as, you know, how much they're paying attention. But got to remember, y'all, this is for some money, you know what I'm saying? Just take that little 20 minutes aside, do some research, try to get your roster up and You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's also, like I said, it's also been a weird year for the running backs as well.
That's true.
Backs is not hitting. And it might be due to, you know, they probably just started coming around because there was no preseason. And so now they're starting to catch their, you know, starting to catch their mojo, starting to get going. You know, and a lot of it also, there's some of this injuries. I mean, hey, but if you keep up and try to stay on top of your team and try to, you know, stay on top of who to play, I mean, you just got to hold on, you know, hold on to those injuries pass. And, you know, second half of the season, you might just go on a tear with your team. You know?
True that.
There's always those trades as well. So don't, you know, say, no, hey, you never know unless you try, right? You know, try to trade for a certain player you want, you like, or want to get rid of somebody, work out a deal. You never know. So keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
All right. Next up, here we go. We got the games from last week. Did you get any of these jotted down?
Say again?
Did you get any of the games jotted down? Or?
You know what? I saw some of them, but I didn't get the stat. That's why I wanted to go over the our league games, because that's only five games compared to the freaking – yeah, it's like – sorry.
Well, no, you're good. No, see, I don't have as much freedom as I had like in the past, because I usually had Sunday, Monday off, and where I'm working now, you know, I just haven't been able to quite work it out to where they'll give me Sundays off. So, but I mean, I'm keeping up as best I can. Of course, Dolphins, Bengals Thursday night, Bengals 27, Dolphins 15. I don't see the Dolphins being the same team as they were whenever the first couple of games. So. You know, they might turn towards the running attack more. I know Teddy Bridgewater can't support two, you know, top 10 wide receivers in fantasy football.
Yeah, he's steady Teddy. He'll get, like, you know, some checkdowns, but as far as those bombs, yeah, you're right.
But then again, he never had a Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle before, so we'll see. Sunday morning's game was the Vikings taking on the Saints. That was, it was relatively quiet until the end of the third and the fourth, and then into the fourth quarter. Vikings ended up taking that one 28-25. Dalvin Cook was relatively quiet. You know, he still got a few points, but you can tell that shoulder was an issue. Chargers versus the Texans. This one was you got to say this one was exciting. No,
yeah, I mean, you know, at first the Texans looked like, what the hell, wake up, and then they finally woke up.
Yeah. Davis Mills 26-35 for 246 yards, two TDs and two INTs. Damian Pierce on the ground, of course, and then Damian Pierce receptions. You know, he had six. Brandon Cooks had seven. Rex Burkhead had five. On the other side, Austin Eckler had six, Gerald Everett five, Mike Williams seven. They were probably the ones that got the most catches. To add on to, of course, Austin Eckler, 13 attempts, 60 yards. And
let's go.
Please.
Let's go.
Like I said, you're welcome. Keenan Allen will be back soon. next up, Giants, Bears. That was trash. 20-12. You need to look at the stats? Go right ahead. I'm not wasting my time. Next up, game of the week, Seahawks 48, Lions 45. Man, this was one of the ages. Yeah. As far as rushing, we went over the rushing part. Rashad Penny on one side, Jamal Williams on the other. Those are the dominant forces. Receiving, Metcalf had 7 out of 10 for 149. Lockett had 6 out of 8 for 91 yards. Fan had one catch, which was a touchdown. Will Disley had four catches. One was a touchdown. Going over to the Lions, of course, Hawkinson, 8 out of 12 for 179 yards and two TDs. And then, of course, in the absence of Amari, so however you pronounce his name, it's Brown. And who else? What was the other receiver that got hurt? Who was hurt? Who was missing? DJ Chark, right?
Well, yes, yeah.
Josh Reynolds, 7 receptions for 81 yards and one TD. I figure most of those receivers are going to come back this coming week for the Lions. So, yeah, might not be the same for Jefferson this coming week. Eagles 29, Jaguars 21. Trevor Lawrence looked like shit, pretty much. He had four fumbles, bro. Four fumbles in the rain. You know, 11 out of 23, 174 yards, two TDs, one INT. Rushing game was non-existent, pretty much. Travis Etienne, 8 for 32 yards. Robinson, 8 attempts for 29 yards. Miles Sanders. Why didn't he play Miles Sanders? I don't get it.
That was weird to me, too.
27 attempts, 134 yards, two TDs. If he had played Miles Sanders, they would have been, oh, man, you really would have been sweating. For real, like, I don't know why he didn't play him. Dallas Goedert. I mean, I know he had a bad game when he played me the previous week, but I was like, still, man, you got to fucking play this guy. Dallas Goedert, 5 receptions for 72 yards. A.J. Brown, 5 receptions for 95 yards. That's about it on the Eagles side. Really, on the Jaguars side, it was Jamal Agnew, wide receiver.
Wait, hold on. Before you continue, being realistic, do you think the Eagles going to win the division?
To be honest, yeah.
I was thinking that too, but I just needed an outside opinion.
Yeah, no, if everybody stays healthy, yeah. So, Jaguars, Jamal Agnew, I think he's like third or fourth string, but hey, he showed out, you know, this Sunday. 4 receptions, 50 yards, 2 TDs. He even got some rushing yards, I believe, right? I don't know.
Well, I guess he did. Who's that? Say again.
Jamal Agnew.
Oh. Damn, did he get rushing yards? I saw that he had a killer performance, but.
Yeah. But, I mean, it just wasn't enough, though. They started out the game great. I mean, they started out 14-0 the first quarter. And here come the Eagles in the second quarter, 20-0. You know, and then in the fourth, you know, they just didn't do enough. Falcons versus the Browns, 23-20. Falcons pretty much ran the ball, ran the ball, ran the ball. Literally, like, let me see. Where is he at? Mariota, 7 completions.
My God, dude.
That's it for 139 yards. Patterson got hurt, so Algier came in. Caleb Huntley came in. They both did, you know, relatively well in his absence. So. I mean, but yeah, that's all I did. I mean, Chubb, you know, 19 for 118 yards, one TD. Yeah, I mean, this is one of those games. Going over to the Titans versus the Colts. Now, man, Colts, what? God damn it, dude. Like, Matt Ryan, man, you're doing pretty good for fantasy, but Jesus Christ, you fucking blow as an NFL quarterback. For real. Like, I don't know what he was doing. Like, even Michael Pittman, 3 receptions on 6 targets. Like, what is that? That's your number one wide receiver. What are you doing? Come on, get with it, man. You know, Derrick Henry, well, it looks like he's back to being Derrick Henry. Turned 22 attempts, 114 yards, 1 TD, 3 receptions for 33 yards. Pretty much everybody on the Titans side got, you know, a lot of receptions. Everything got spread out. You know, there's Robert Woods for 4 receptions, Dontell Hilliard 4 receptions, Chigo, whatever, Oaken, whatever, 3 receptions. I can't pronounce the name. Mo Alie-Cox, 6 receptions, 6 targets for 2 TDs. Alec Pierce, 4 receptions. You know, Kylan Granson, 4 receptions. Who the fuck is that? Paris Campbell, 4 receptions. You know, so, but they just, the running game, man, that offensive line, I don't know what is going on with it. But Nyheim Hines did make a comment. He said, look, he's working with his 3rd different quarterback in 3 years. Like, what the fuck do you think is going to happen? So, did the screen go off again or what's up? You there? Taking a pause while we wait for Drew to come back. It's connected. But he ain't saying shit. All right, next up, Cowboys 25, Commander 10.
Wait.
Nah, dude.
Okay, good. Damn, dude. Okay. All right. I don't know what happened, dude. But it looked like I was on mute, but I didn't click that. I don't know what happened. I did get a call, but I think maybe whenever I got that call and I kind of like slid up on it, I think maybe it put me on mute or something like that. All
right. Or,
but yeah.
Yeah. Cowboys, you know, wasn't as close as probably the score says. It probably should have been more of a blowout, but yeah. Cooper Rush, 15-27, 223 yards, two TDs. Rushing game, pretty much non-existent. Zeke had 19 rushes for 49 yards. That was it. Tony Pollard had it. But CeeDee Lamb starting to show out. Six receptions, 97 yards, one TD.
That's scary.
Nobody really for fantasy-wise from the Redskins showed out. Antonio Gibson, start getting worried, buddy. Start getting worried.
Who?
Brian Robinson is coming back.
Oh yeah,
that's the end of you, buddy. That's it. You're going to the special teams.
Antonio Gibson.
Yeah.
Damn, so, bro.
Returning punts, man. Cardinals 26, Panthers 16. Baker Mayfield sucks. Still, like, what is he doing? What kind of difference is he making?
I don't know what is going on with him, bro. What is that?
Baker Mayfield, he sucks, man. He's like, he's not, I don't know.
Well, how can he win the freaking Heisman and all that and then suck?
Quarterback in college is a different game.
Well, I know, but come on. Like, that it goes like that?
Bro, 75% of those players in college are now fucking selling cars or selling washers and dryers or, you know, that's whatever. True. You know, so, I mean, Jesus Christ, DJ Moore finally got more than like 2 catches. He got 6 catches, you know, for 50 yards only, but I don't know, man. It's just not working for him, you know. Hey, I mean, the Cardinals aren't in there pretty either, but, you know, they got it done this past Sunday. They even Zach Ertz, 6 receptions for 47 yards and 1 TD. I think you forgot that. He was a top. He helped a Mile High out.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, you know, Baker, 22 completions, 197 yards, 1 TD, and 2 INTs. Man, something got changed over there. Bills, 23, Ravens, 20. This was a Ravens game up until the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, I mean, Lamar just.
What happened now? Now Lamar doesn't have as much negotiating power.
And now he probably knocked off $20 million off that contract.
Yep, exactly.
No, but then of course it's John Harbaugh too, or Jim, whatever, Jim or John, whichever one it is.
They're calling for his head, bro.
He's like, hey, analytics told us to go for it. You know, and it was raining too, so the ball was wet, but we thought we could get it. No, motherfucker, he should have kicked a field goal. Like, you know?
Let him know.
So, it is what it is, though. Broncos 23, Raiders 32. Yeah, I mean, this is another ugly game for the Broncos. But probably that Melvin Gordon, those fumbles, probably that's what lost the game from this time around.
That's true, man. I mean, he's... That's what makes me feel like, man, that whole running back situation, that's why they picked up Murray, because, damn.
Yeah. Darren Waller was quiet again. Let's see here. Devontae Adams, you know, he finally picked up the pace, but, yeah. Next up, Packers 27, Patriots 24. This was an all right game, you know, once they both got in the quarter. You know, Damien Harris had his 18 for 86, 1 TD. Ramondre, 14 for 66. Got the lady right there. Lazard, 6 receptions, 116 yards. You know, like I said, if you got that TD, you had to put it on the top, or him or Aaron Jones. Tanyan, 2 receptions, 1 TD. For the Patriots, I mean, hey, what's his name? Devontae Parker, he got that 1 TD off that. What should have been called a penalty for a delay of game, but the fucking refs totally missed it. Or did they? You know?
Oh, Lord.
Or was Bill Belichick in their ear? Are they helping?
Oh, Lord.
Controversies. But anyways, Chiefs, Bucks. Chiefs 41, Bucks 31. Godwin, God damn it. 3 plays in the game, looked like he got hurt again. I was like, what the fuck?
Golly.
Didn't you just come back, bro? Like, what the fuck? What are you doing, man? Like, what do you do when you get better? Nothing or what?
Eat your veggies or something.
Take your Flintstone. Something. Fournette, stay busy. 7 receptions, 57 yards in the TD. Mike Evans, of course, we went over that. Rashad White, 5 receptions on 50 yards. I mean, what? Godwin still has 7 receptions on 59 yards, but they just couldn't get it, you know, together until the very end. And by then, it was already too late. It's gonna be interesting to see what they do.
Yes, sir.
Last but not least, 49ers 24, Rams 9. Lopsided game if I ever saw one. Other than Cooper Kupp, I mean, Rams couldn't get shit, you know? Nothing. Nada. Oh, Tyler Higbee had 10 receptions for 73 yards. I guess so, moving forward, Cooper Kupp and Tyler Higbee, if you got them, play them.
Let's go.
Debo, 6 receptions, 115 yards, 1 TD. He had that real nice catch. Ran it back, like, 60 yards. 4 TD. Yeah, so I don't know, but I don't know what's going on with the Rams here later. Matt Stafford, like, he's still not looking at what's his name? Allen Robinson, really.
He's not?
I mean, Allen Robinson had 2 receptions, but, what, 7 yards?
Yeah, I noticed that.
So, yeah, I mean, that's about it. That's about it for that. Other than that, I mean, pretty much went over all the games, you know, in the fast forward motion, other than the Giants and the Bears, but who really cares about them?
For real.
Ain't nobody watching those games. Unless you get free tickets. I still probably wouldn't even go. They're like, well, no. But, now, coming up, we're going to go ahead and go over this week's NFL games. We're going to pick our, you know, make our picks.
First, go ahead.
Colts versus the Broncos on Thursday night. Colts still can't get their shit together, I believe, and I don't think they will. I don't think Jonathan Taylor is going to play, so I'm going to take the Broncos in this one.
Same. Cortland Sutton going off.
Next up, Giants taking on the Packers. This is going to be an early game, Sunday at 8:30 a.m. Let's look them. Look them over.
Going with the cheeseheads.
Make sure you get it right. Might as well, right? Giants who? Like, come on. All right. Next up, Titans taking on the Commies. I'm taking the Titans.
I think, even though I don't ever really side with, Washington or Carson Wentz for that matter, I'm gonna take Washington on this one.
You do that. Next up, Texans taking on Jaguars. I think the Jaguars, you know, they have a young team. They have a really young, good defense. I think bounced back from this loss this last week, so I'm taking the Jaguars.
I'm just going with Texans every matchup this whole season, so Texans.
But why?
Because I've been going for Davis Mills, you know what I'm saying, and like my dad and then my little brother got really into him, so you know what I'm saying, I don't really root for him.
All right. Next up, Seahawks taking on the Saints. Like I'm telling you, if Jameis Winston plays, you're going to have another high-scoring shootout game. But I'm taking the Seahawks in this one.
Seahawks? What's up with Kamara?
It was his ribs, so I don't know. He might be back.
If Kamara plays, I'll probably give the edge to Saints. I mean, Seahawks are flying high. But yeah, I'm gonna go for the Saints on this one.
Okay, next up, we got the Falcons traveling to Tampa Bay on the Bucks. I don't think the Falcons have enough in them to take the Bucks out, so I'll take the Bucks.
True that. TB12, baby.
All right, next up, Dolphins taking on the Jets. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, even if we're taking away Tua, which is, you know, the main person I'm behind on this whole team, you still got Tyreek Hill, who I have said before upgrades whatever quarterback he's playing for. So, steady Teddy. I feel like we can expect shorter passes, not crazy bombs. But I think we can expect still some completed passes. It may not be the prettiest game, but it's going to be an efficient game, I think. Especially how we've seen that backup QBs perform that first game that they have to start. It's always like, oh my God, they have a crazy performance. And then it makes you think like, oh, should I start them? You know, same thing for a lot of the other backup QBs we've seen. So I think that actually, you know what? Dolphins are going to take this one. Steady Teddy's going to do his thing. Maybe a bomb, like one in the game, but I'm just going to see a lot of checkdowns, a lot of running game action that I think you talked about before. Yeah, Dolphins.
I'm going to agree. I think Zach Wilson comes back down to earth. Dolphins, yeah, they're going to have to slow the game down to keep it in their favor, but I think they will. Next up, the Lions traveling to New England to take on the Patriots.
The Patties.
Upset. Lions are going to take this one. Is it really an upset, though?
I don't think so, man. I think, honestly, this is kind of like a battle of the underdogs. But Lions, the way they've been trending, shit. Somebody could argue that the Patriots are the underdog. But I think definitely we're going to see a come down on that high-ass performance for TJ Hockenson. But, I mean, hey, I think we're going to see a come down also for Jared Goff. But what I think is this is going to be a really competitive game. Honestly, this could probably be one of the games of the week. So I'm looking for a high-scoring or at least a back-and-forth game. I'm going with the Lions, though.
Okay. Next up, Steelers traveling to Buffalo.
Oof. Of course, going with the Bills.
Fuck the Bills. I'm going Steelers.
I knew you were going to, yeah.
I had to, man. All right. Next up, Bears taking on the Vikings. This isn't that hard. Come on. Vikings going to blow them out.
Yeah, especially, you know what? The close game that they had this last week, they're probably going to want to make a statement. Dalvin Cook had a quiet performance, so I think he's going to want to come out and really try to punch through that defensive line. Yeah, I'm going with Vikings.
All right. Next up, Chargers traveling to Cleveland to take on the Browns. I'm taking the Chargers. The Browns have enough.
I had the same idea, and especially it's because I have Austin Eckler. I support him going off. So, yeah, Chargers.
All right, next up, Eagles traveling to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Battle of the Birds.
This is going to be probably the game of the week, bro. As much as I hate to say it, I think the Eagles are going to take it. You know, if this was maybe game seven, you know, week seven, D-Hop back into the mix, I think, you know, I'd be going with the Cardinals. But in a close game, high-scoring game, you know, highlight, real-worthy game, I'm going with the Eagles.
I'm going to take the upset here and go with the Cardinals. I think they somehow do just enough.
Right here, right now, who would you rather have as a quarterback, Jalen Hurts or Kyler Murray?
Fuck, man. I might have to. Fuck, man. I'm gonna hate what I'm about to say, but I have to be honest. I might have to go with Jalen Hurts.
Oh, really?
For the simple fact that he doesn't, you know, he's, bro. I mean, I like Kyler Murray, but he's just tiny, bro, and he get. He just looks so fragile. And
he showed time and time again, bro.
He got that hurt.
He can make those deep shots. Yeah. So has Jalen Hurts. I really like Jalen Hurts' accuracy. Like, he makes it look easy. So I might, honestly, I've thought about it.
Okay. All right. Next up, 49ers taking on the Panthers. Fucking 49ers are going to kill them.
Oh, yeah. They are. Jimmy G, baby.
CMC might even want to, like, take an injury so he doesn't have to get,
No, no, no.
He might be like, I'm too pretty for this.
No, no, no. No.
Bengals.
No, no, no.
Next up, Bengals taking on the Ravens. Ooh, this is going to be a good one.
I'm going with the Bengals, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bengals, and Ja'Marr Chase breaks out finally this year. Next up, Cowboys traveling to LA to take on the Rams. Bro, that Cowboys defense, you cannot fuck with it, man. These quarterbacks are just scared running around. They just can't function like they want to. And imagine Matt Stafford, he's gonna be shitting bricks, bro. So, go with the Cowboys.
Just because I know this is what the Cowboys do to the fans all the time, I'm going with the Cowboys.
Oh, why you gonna point? You get a point appointment if it happens? You're gonna be like, I told you so.
I don't see. No, I'm not trying to do that. But I'm like, I don't know why the Cowboys keep doing this to the fans, bro.
No. Last but not least, Raiders taking on the Chiefs. Ooh.
I'm gonna go with the upset, and I'm gonna go with the Raiders. I'm going to predict another argument with Pat Mahomes and Eric Bieniemy.
Another argument? What do you mean?
Yeah, you didn't see that?
No.
Whenever they lost the last game.
Are you talking about against the Bengals?
No. What was the last game they lost against?
The Colts?
Yeah, and towards the end, or pretty much at the end, you know, they're walking towards the tunnel, and then you see Pat Mahomes, like, talking shit back to Eric Bieniemy, and it looked like at first he was trying to hold his tongue, but then you could just see he was real frustrated, and so Eric Bieniemy kind of, like, I think people were trying to read his lips and saying, like, you know, he was like, we're all right, we're okay, we're all right, but then, you know, Pat Mahomes just looked too frustrated, so, you know.
Pat Mahomes was like, fuck you, fucking... Fucking short, stumpy, fucking
damn
third string running back.
Damn,
you could be. You can't be like me. You can't be like me. I'm a legend.
DZZM.
Huh?
That's crazy.
Yeah. But all right, let's go on. Now going on to the fantasy games in our league for this week.
Let's go.
Man, it's gonna be a nerve wracking week for me, man. Because I feel like I'm on like one.
What do you mean? We're not playing.
No. I'm just saying. I feel like I'm on one crutch.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, just like, you know, because of some of my injuries.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck it. You know what? Look, I don't have my lineup set quite yet. I'm missing somebody, but whatever. Go ahead and go over it.
Over your lineup?
Well, yeah. I'm taking on Dirty Harry.
I mean, honestly, I don't have it in front of me, but from what I've seen before, honestly, I'm looking at my notes. Let's see, you're taking on Dirty Harry. So, I mean, you know, we already know that, you know, Brady and Herbert, those are kind of like shoe-ins to get pretty high-scoring games, at least, you know, the high 20s. You know, Mike Will, I don't think he's going to do as good. I mean, if like you said, Keenan Allen is going to be back, and then that's going to be in your favor. So I'm going to go ahead and go with you on this one. And I don't mean to go with you every week, but, you know, that's just the cold hard facts. I'm going with El Capitan.
I mean, I did draft okay.
Yeah, of course.
Got a plan. Got a plan for the running backs, especially because I already know how that is. I haven't really made that many pickups, you know, this year, except for a couple. But yeah, I'm just hoping, man. I don't know. I'm hoping Waddle stays quiet. And yeah, I don't know. Keep Alvin Kamara in your lineup. You know, if he's out, Harry, you listen to this. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'll have my full team all the way back until like week six or seven. Oh, week seven, actually.
Okay, I see what you said.
No, the Lions go on. They have their bye week six, so I might have everybody except DeAndre Swift back by week six, hopefully. Next up, by Brainiacs taking on the Renegades. Man, I had to ask her after Sunday's win. I was like, yeah, how's it feel? Fucking get three in a row. Get your first. Three game winning streak. You know what? To be honest, I think it's going to be four. You know,
because, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, with Javonte Williams out, and just some of those, you know, a lot of managed players just, you know, they're not performing up to par. But, you know, Lamar Jackson might go off. Geno Smith, that, you know, I don't think he'll have 40 points this week, but he'll have like 20, 25. Mixon's playing Baltimore, the Baltimore defense. I don't think he'll be as, you know, have as many points as, you know, probably predicted. Metcalf, you know, Lattimore is going to be a Metcalf, and that's going to be a struggle for Metcalf. Kittle's going to tear it up against Carolina. On her side, well, Derrick Henry, Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been showing out. Tyreek Hill will probably get his. CeeDee Lamb, he'll probably have Jalen Ramsey on him, but, I mean, we'll see how that goes. Hawkinson. Higbee. Ooh, she's going to play Higbee, too. Damn, she set her lineup already. Okay. I didn't even see this, so right now. Yeah, I'm going by Brainiacs, buddy.
You know what? After you named off everything, I'm going to go with the same by Brainiacs. She's going to have some explosive games.
Definitely. Next up, here we go. Game of the week. Turkey Bags is taking on the Rowdy Rough Boys.
Let's go, baby.
Turkey Bags, that was the man last year that had your number, bro. Didn't he beat you every game last year?
No.
Oh, you won one in the regular season?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God dang, Jay.
I'm sorry. I just, sorry, man.
He wants to, you know, slide the wins under the rug. Like, did you? I don't remember. But like, oh yeah, he beat you all the old time. God dang, Jay.
Hey, my bad. I'm sorry. I just lost track. Sorry.
That's all good. I'm playing with you. But yeah.
I didn't check, but.
Shit, I'll let you take this one though.
What do you mean?
Like, take the floor.
Oh, okay. Give the game to him. Like, all right, fuck, all right. I mean, look, Jalen Hurts, Jared Goff, they're top notch. You know, Jared Goff, as funny as that sounds, the guy is top notch. Brandon Cooks playing the Jaguars. I mean, he might go off. Devontae Adams against KC might go off. Curtis Samuel against Tennessee. Okay, might. I mean, Drake London, he didn't look too promising last week. Or he didn't show much last week. Going to the other side, Kyler Murray, Joe Burrows. Okay. Christian McCaffrey against the San Francisco defense. Man. I mean, whatever. Austin Eckler. No, he'll do what Eckler does. Cup will do what Cup does. Or will he against Dallas defense? Dun dun dun! Find out about that one. Sun's out, I guess. Kirk, I think did Kirk play this past week? He was quiet. Yeah,
he had like 8 points on points, but he's still number 10 wide receiver in the league.
Okay. Okay. I mean, look, I have a feeling this one's going to be close.
That's what you said about this last week, bro.
About what, you?
Yes.
I mean, it kind of was up until, like, you know, you're only up 15.
You can't see me, but I'm doing, like, the rock flex, like.
Fuck, I mean, it's going to be close, man. God damn it. Oh, my God.
What's this? What's Turkey Bag's record?
That don't matter.
No, that's not what I asked.
2-2?
Shit. And you gonna put him up against the 4-0, bro?
All right. I'm gonna say you're gonna take this game. But if you don't, you better be prepared for the next podcast. Because I'm going to lay it on you. This is going to turn to like 20 questions for that intro part. I'm going to be like, what happened with this? What happened with that? Why didn't you play this one?
You know, okay, fair enough.
All right. Next up, we got Blue Demons taking on Tide Lions. Ooh, this is going to be a good one now. Tide Lions pissed off. He probably drank 2 bottles of Jaeger on Sunday night.
Oh, damn. You heard what he's talking.
You know, to wash away the sorrows of losing to the commish, King of Kings, El Capitan, you know.
Boy.
Yeah. But I can't even trust Zach Wilson right now. I can't even look at his whatever projections, really. Josh Allen playing pit. He's probably going to fucking go off. He's probably pissed. I mean, they got the win, so they should be that mad. Chubb, okay. Herbert, nah, we'll see. Gabe Davis, depending on the way his ankle's feeling. Damian Pierce, all right. Justin Jefferson, okay. Devontae Smith, sure, why not? Mark Andrews, yeah, let's do this. Taking on Derek Carr. Pickett. Hey, Pickett's going to start, that's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's starting this Sunday. You know what that means? God, yes! Yes! Pat Freiermuth's about to go fucking off. Anyways, Saquon Barkley, it's going to be what? The Green Bay Packers taking on the Saquon Barkleys? You know, he's going to do his thing. Josh Jacobs, yeah, I think he'll do his thing. Zeke, he's done. Robinson, we'll see after the last game. Pitts, he's going to do his thing. Brown, Darius Slay's probably beyond that, so that's up in here. And Joku, okay, yeah. Wow. You know what? Blue Demons has won 2 in a row. I'm going to go with Blue Demons.
I support Miguel. I'm going to go with Blue Demons as well.
All right. Last but not least. Britain Maniacs taking on Mile High Squad.
Ooh.
Man. Is Mile High going to throw the game?
You know what? I hope not. I mean, if I know Drea, she's going to be ruthless. She's going to go for the neck. I'm going for her in this matchup. Yeah.
Her friend, though. I mean, come on.
I know, but you know, what's her record right now?
Who?
Drea.
2-2.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like she wants to try to climb back up. You know, what is that? So she's the 500 right now, but she wants to try to climb back up to that winning set. So I'm maybe if Drea was undefeated at this point, you know. Not to say she would take it easy, but maybe she wouldn't be as hardcore doing the research, seeing if there's any possible trades or pickups. But I think I saw her pretty active on the waiver wire, so that kind of showed me that she's taking it serious. So I'm going to go with Mile High on this one.
You know, this was the first week that nobody was on at 5 o'clock in the morning, right?
Well, honestly, I thought it was at midnight and I was up, and then I tried it and I was like, honestly, I'm not going to try to. I didn't know if it was 4 or 3, what it was. So whenever I was up early, I just checked it.
5. Tuesday morning at 5 a.m.
Okay.
But yeah, no, nobody. I mean, I didn't see anybody on there that I wanted. So, anyways, Ridden Maniac, Burkhead, get him out of there, Ridden Maniac. Get him out of there. Baker Mayfield, throw him to the curb.
Damn.
Kick rocks.
Damn.
Yep. Dobbins, okay. Brown, okay. Dobbs, all right. Marvin Jones, get him out.
Get him out?
Bro, Marvin Jones, he scored 0 points. He's done, bro. He is literally done this time. Like,
he is.
You know, he's like, he had all the opportunity in the world this last week. Nothing. Knox, all right. I mean, I don't know. I haven't really seen what he's done, but yeah, I mean, throw some other people in there. You know, Jerry Jeudy, shit, Pickens, fuck it. You know what I mean? Take that chance. Throw Pickens in there. Jerry Jeudy, I already said that. Harris, was it Damien, right? For the Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah, throw him in there. Throw him in there too. You know, you just get you that first W going. No, but you want to work some trades out. Let's work a trade out, Ridden Maniacs. And I see one or two, you know, probably take off your hands for, you know, a good little trade. But I'm taking my high spot anyways.
Me too.
So, yeah, I mean, this week I think we're going to see, I think it's this year it's too early to see a separation. At this point, in previous years, you kind of started to see where the separation was going. But this year, I just think that with the running back, what's going on with the running backs and all that, it's just going to, you might just see a flip of the people who are 0-4, even the 1-3 that we have. You know, it's a flip with some of the people who might be 3-1 or even that you 4-0. You know, it just might happen for the next few weeks due to injuries. And then once you see them coming back, those guys coming back from injuries, we can see it flip again. So.
I agree.
But anything's possible. I mean, but other than that, I mean, is there anything you want to add?
You know what I'm saying? Feeling good. Feeling great. Manny, I'm not trying to get all cocky on you, but, you know, I feel great right now. I feel like I can taste that gold belt. But good luck to everybody this next week, except for my opponent, of course, as Jay would say. And, yeah, we'll see y'all in the next one.
Yeah, same here. Good luck to everybody except for my opponent. But, yeah, y'all be safe and take care, okay?
Take care.